Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. In fact, we were just talking about how great they are at the station here to work with, and we really appreciate you letting us do this show. I had three or four listeners approach me this week, specifically came up to me and said, man, great show, thanks for all of the information, and a couple current clients and listeners that we're working with. So thanks everybody out there for listening and the referrals and your support. We really appreciate it, and we have a great time doing the show. We have in studio with us Mr. Tom Coyne, our expert lender from Sterling. But there's going to be more to come on that. I kind of smell a change in the air that you've talked about briefly, but we're going to expand on that a little bit today.
Yeah, that sounds great. I got some really exciting news, so looking forward to being able to share it.
Thanks for being here again, Tom. And as always, pushing the buttons, flipping the switches, and making the show work, Mr. John McKay, how are you?
Very good.
Good.
You said you smelled something in the air. I'm like, barbecue.
Barbecue.
You thought I was going to go somewhere else with that.
Well, I tell you what, when we were creeping up there to 80 degrees this week, I was out looking at a seller's house, and you know, the last couple months we've opened those back sliders and walked out in the backyard, and you just kind of wince a little bit, and now you go out and it just feels fantastic.
Well, you can smell the flowers, and it just smells like spring.
Absolutely. Nice. Water's on in most neighborhoods, things are greening up, and people are super excited about real estate. It has been nothing but slammed. So we're going to talk a little bit. One of the things that we've been talking about with folks and what they're after, and a lot of times you've heard us on the show say that when you're doing a resale house and putting it up for sale, it needs to look like new construction. And so we've talked about what buyers are looking for, but I really wanted to break that down with somebody a lot smarter than me. So I did a little bit of research and came across a great report that was done recently by HousingEconomics.com. And this report was put out by Economics and Housing Policy. And it was what home buyers really want. And this kind of, so if there's any builders out there listening to the show, and I know some of you guys do, thanks again for tuning in. But this was a great report of exactly what buyers are looking for right now. So the first, one of the key findings that came up, the first thing that came up is just over half of all home buyers respond and say that they would like to buy a brand new home. 28% from a builder, 27% would like to custom build on their own land, and then the other 45%, their preference would be an existing home. So half of the buyers out there, people ask me all the time, well, Lance, my house isn't new construction. Why does it have to look like new construction? Well, half the buyers out there are considering that. So if you want to sway some of that potential demographic towards your house, that's one thing that you need to work on. Interestingly enough, across the nation, buyers expect to pay, if we averaged it all out, expect to pay about $204,000 for their next home. That runs super, super close to the average sales price in the last couple months in Tri-City. So we're just right in the wheelhouse there of what people are looking for. Average square footage, any guesses from the peanut gallery here today?
2,000.
John McKay coming in with 2,200.
And that means I get your showcase, too.
The actual number is 2,226.
Oh, my.
So very, very close.
He's been listening to the show for a while.
He's been listening to the show. Most buyers are looking to do about an 18% upgrade. People that have existing homes and that are upgrading are generally upgrading 18 to 20%. And I found this next statistic just kind of shocked me and blew my mind a little bit. But for 25% of buyers, The size of the lot is not important when choosing a home.
Hmm. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I would not have guessed that it was that high. Now, I guess that does. I mean, majority, if you look 75%, it's very important. But for some buyers, that's just not as important as the amenities of the house or what's inside. So,
maybe elderly people who don't want a lot of yard work.
It could be people that two jobs, they might travel.
Lot, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of scenarios like that, but it's interesting to find that for sure. So there is some great information. One of the things that people ask me a lot is, well, Lance, what could I change in the house? And so I thought, gosh, this report would be great because what are the buyers looking for? What could I change in the house that might make it more desirable for people? So we came in, and they have the most wanted list. So the highest percentage of respondents that said these were essentials and must-haves. Topping that list is a laundry room. And so a lot of times we find smaller plans that have maybe a laundry closet. There's smaller square footage entry-level houses where the laundry is in the garage. We see a lot of that in...
Or by the back door.
By the back door. Area.
Kayla has a laundry chair.
Chair.
She likes to move the laundry from the laundry room into our bedroom onto the laundry chair.
On the laundry chair,
where
yes.
It sits for a few days, and then it makes it to the bed.
Nice,
and
nice.
Which it finally goes to the closet.
So having that laundry room is very, very important. And so when looking at building and square footages and what people could add or put into an existing home, and I have seen over the years quite a few conversions where they've actually made a laundry room. So that really is topping the list, and that's something in a lot of those homes and floor plans that could really be added or changed. So having that laundry room, 57% responded essential must-have, 36% said desirable. So 93% of respondents onto that most wanted list with that. Number two on the list, and basically a tie, was Energy Star rated appliances. So for energy consumption there. Now, the numbers and statistics changed a little bit here. For the must-have column, 36%, and for desirable, 58%. So, you know, it's right there, within half a point of laundry rooms, but having those Energy Star rated appliances were big, big ticket items on the list. I'm not exactly sure who did the survey or how these things get on, but I'm not really filtering here. I'm just kind of going off. It just was a shocker to me, but we do see this come up in home inspections a lot and stuff. And right below those two items was an exhaust fan in the bathroom. Now, I mean, coming from the Tri-Cities and moisture and maybe newer building and newer homes that we see a lot, I guess in older homes, this was not as often put in. We see it so much in homes now, and it's really an issue for moisture and mold, getting that moisture out of those rooms. I had to look at this twice because a lot of these, it's funny how with these newer homes, a lot of these things we take for granted
right. That
we have. And if you don't have these, a lot of times it's asked for. And when I really looked back and thought about it, many, many times we see this come up on home inspection reports where that exhaust fan is either broken or it's not properly venting to the outside of the house. One of the things to really look at when a contractor's made changes in a bathroom like that is a lot of times we find where a missing item can be that exhaust fan was put in, screwed into the ceiling and wired up, and then as a last step, they forgot to go in the attic and vent that to the outside. So what ends up happening is they're just blowing all of that moist air into the attic. And you'd be surprised. We come across that, I would say, 5, 7, 8 times a year, that we come across that, and that's something we have to address. So right there on the list for sure. Another big item that came up was garage storage.
I was going to say garage would be at the top of the list.
Yeah, it was a little bit further down, but still 86% of the respondents kind of in the top 10 list that we put together there. Garage storage was huge. Having that extra storage, because a lot of times having those extra cabinets or that extra deep garage, because we all know what happens to a two-car garage that just fits two cars.
Mm-hmm.
After about a month and a half, it's a one-car garage.
One-car garage, right.
You've got bikes and hunting stuff,
lawnmowers,
and everything else that gets
four
in there.
Sets of Christmas tree decorations.
Absolutely. So having the extended garage and the garage storage was huge on the list for what buyers are looking for. And I've seen some builders here locally do some really cool stuff with some built-in cabinets and some just added extras with an extended third bay that makes a little workshop out there in the garage. So a lot of really cool things that some of the local builders have done, and it really makes a big difference. And one reason they're doing it is they know it's on this list of what home buyers are looking for. Rounding out that list is our last two items here, and that is table space for eating in the kitchen. Coming in at 85% of respondents, the buyers are looking for some sort of table space for eating in the kitchen.
Like a kitchen nook then, right?
Exactly, like a nook. A lot of times people do an extended countertop with bar stools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, most people, it's a lot like me, those quick meals on your way in and out where you don't want to sit down at the main table, or you'd pretty much just grab at the counter and go for it. So that, and for entertaining purposes, while people are cooking and around the kitchen, that becomes a big gathering spot for people. So I think really that's one thing buyers are super, super aware of. And then the last one that they had in here, once again, working around the kitchen, was a walk-in kitchen pantry. Seems like there's never enough storage space in the kitchen. So having a big walk-in kitchen pantry was on that list. So that really kind of rounded out our top 10 list there of things that buyers are currently looking for. If you've thought about doing any remodel projects, changing some things, it's really prudent to look at that list of what buyers are looking for and know that if you could make some of those changes, that might be something that gives you more return on your money. I've got some really shocking statistics about some things that people responded to in the survey that buyers are looking for. When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about what's going on with Tom over at Sterling, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the shocking statistics from some of these buyers.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about some responses of what buyers are looking for or maybe not looking for in houses this year as people are out looking to give people some ideas, the trends, what's happening in that industry, and what people can be thinking about as they look for their next house and potentially look at remodeling projects. But first, we have our lending expert, the guy that makes the money happen for all of these deals. Mr. Tom Coyne. Tom, what do we need to know about what's happening in lending right now?
Well, Lance, the time has finally come. I mentioned a few months back that Sterling was going to be merging with Oregon-based Umpqua Bank, and I'm excited to announce that that transition is going to happen this week on Friday the 18th. So really, really looking forward to that. Umpqua purchased 51% ownership share in Sterling. Sterling is one of Washington's largest community banks, and Umpqua, being out of Oregon, they're one of Oregon's largest community banks. Together, the two form the West Coast's largest community bank. Now, I used to work for one of the local big box banks, and I vowed to never work for another again. So I was a bit apprehensive about the company I worked for becoming larger. However, after I started learning more and more about the culture of Umpqua, the more excited I got. It was great. Really exciting stuff I'm going to go through here. So I wanted to share some of the great national recognition that Umpqua has received recently. They were named to the 2014 Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For list.
Ooh.
Not just for 1 year, two or three or four, but for the eighth consecutive year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And I think that's a strong testament to the culture that the bank has created. So
yeah, Fortune magazine, folks.
Yeah, eight consecutive years. So that's really cool to hear that. Now, they were also named the most admired financial service company in Oregon for nine consecutive years this last year. So that's a big deal. You think about how many financial services companies are out there, and Umpqua is at the top of that list for nine straight years. And some of the stuff I'm going to tell you, I think you'll start seeing why. And they were also recently named the top Oregon bank on Forbes' list of America's best and worst banks.
Well, fantastic. That is great news. And I'm personally excited that you've taught me how to say Umpqua.
Umpqua.
Okay. Because I used to drive around Oregon or the west side and see, and I had no clue. So I'm learning already. My vocabulary
is improving. The ice cream.
There you go.
Yeah, you go. Very, very good.
I also do find out there isn't a correlation between the ice cream company and the bank. But
okay.
Umpqua, they're really big on that side of the state, the west side, and then the Portland market. Now, I don't think you get this sort of recognition without offering just nothing short of world-class service and products to your communities in which you serve. But Umpqua has such a dedication to serving the communities in which they serve that they actually pay their employees to volunteer to any cause in which the employee chooses, which is huge. You know, you got employees that all have different interests, and they all would like to volunteer somewhere else. And Umpqua actually pays them up to 40 hours a year to go and volunteer for whatever they want to do, and they actually encourage their employees to do so. So really cool to hear that. Each branch also has a budget in place where employees are encouraged to go out of their way and just do something nice for their communities at random. Now, they call these, fittingly enough, random acts of kindness.
Yes, I love the RAKs, as I call them. Yes.
So let's say you have a client that's having a bad day or they're down for whatever reason. We're encouraged to send them flowers or do something nice for them, and the bank covers that bill. And there's a budget in place, and they want to see this happening every month. Now, I actually just heard of an Umpqua branch that went to a local coffee shop, and that coffee shop banked with Umpqua. But these two employees of the bank bought coffees for every person that came into the coffee shop that morning just because they wanted to. Have you ever heard of a bank?
No, that's crazy. We're talking this is some high-level service. So that's
really
great.
Cool. You know, and speaking of ice cream, Umpqua Bank has a fleet of four ice cream trucks that any employee can use at any time and for any reason, any event. So it's pretty cool to think someday my branch and the people I work with are going to be cruising down through Columbia Park just giving out free ice cream just because we'd like to.
I like it. This is some cool stuff. This is exciting to hear.
Let me know when that happens.
Yeah, let John McKay and I know when that happens for sure.
You know, needless to say, Umpqua isn't your ordinary bank, and I'm definitely looking forward to being a part of it. They're changing the image I have in a bank, and so it's great to be a part of that team. Lance, their slogan for Umpqua is actually Umpqua, the world's greatest bank.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's a bold statement, and from the things I'm seeing, they're certainly striving to live up to that. Now, of course, a lot of what makes a company great is their employees. All the staff that Sterling has put in place to make us one of the very top and highest producing lenders in not only the Tri-Cities but in Washington will all remain in place after the merger. It's really important to know this because we couldn't be near as efficient or productive as we are without the team that we have. Now, on to the home lending side of things, which is my world that I live in. My interest rates at Sterling are already very tough for other lenders to beat. It's extremely rare for me to lose a loan because of an interest rate, and I can't ever really think of a time that that's happened. So naturally, I was really happy to see that Umpqua's interest rates are actually a touch better than the already great rates we offer. So that's a huge part of my business is client shopping for rates. So it was great for me to see that. Not only that, Umpqua offers all the same loan programs that we currently have, along with several other options. Now, Lance, we talked about this before, but I'm going to be able to go to 90% on construction loans for clients.
Yeah, that's really, that's a game changer for us.
It is. It's a big deal for people who are looking to build a house. However, there is a process in which we can make a builder a preferred builder. Now, once that happens, we'll go to 95% on construction loans. Client only brings in 5% down on a construction loan.
Wow, that's incredible. That's going to be a great program, and I've had a lot of deals lost in the past because of that we probably could have saved.
So for builders out there, that's important for you because a lot of times you know, your money's tied up with these commercial lines that you have, or you're handcuffed and only can build two houses at a time because of the line of credit you have with your builder. With this program, we will be the only lender in this market that offers construction loans with 5% down. That takes the risk off the builder, puts it in the hands of the client to go get their own financing, and it makes it affordable for clients to be able to do so, and it allows builders to really leverage their money more and potentially build more houses. So it's a big deal.
And since our survey told us that basically 50% of home buyers are looking for that new home, that would be definitely a market segment not to ignore.
No, absolutely not. Now, and this is a one-time closed construction loan. They don't need to refinance out of it out of construction, and the rate they get at the build is the rate they get after the loan is done. So they lock in up front. It takes away all that uncertainty. This is a completely different program than what we have right now. So out of everything, that's what I'm most excited to have. Now, on manufactured homes with conventional loans, we're only going to require 5% down payment from the client.
I called you when I got that email because I didn't believe it was true.
It's true.
I was concerned you would send an email out with a typo to everybody. And so I called and I'm like, hey, Tom, you might want to double check. I think there's a typo in there.
No, it's a big deal. We used to require 20% down on manufactured
homes. Yeah, absolutely. All day long.
It's a big change. It's going to benefit a lot of people. So many people get stuck into an FHA loan because they don't have the 20%. I've only heard of one other lender in town who will even take 10% down on manufactured. We'll do 5. On top of that, they only need to have a 620 credit score to get into that program.
No, this is great. This is good stuff.
Now, we'll, of course, still have that brand-new 3% down conventional loan, which is great. We just talked about that program rolling out last week. Another portion I think that we're going to see in this area, and maybe somewhat on the outskirts of Tri-Cities, is the maximum amount of acres we'll finance is now 40 acres.
Okay.
Now, over 10 acres has always been really hard to secure financing on.
Yeah.
Not anymore with Umpqua. Lance, how many transactions have you run into where someone had, say, a hobby farm with some trees on it or something?
Well, and especially, too, in my sphere of influence. I mean, I come from an agriculture family here locally and stuff, and so I have a lot of clients that we deal in that realm, and it makes it really difficult.
Umpqua doesn't even bat an eye at that.
Okay.
I mean,
that's great.
I can't count how many scenarios I've come across over the last several years where someone just had 20 cherry trees and it was just a little hobby for them, or maybe they planted asparagus, or they had, you know, 15 head of cattle. Well, for a residential lender, you know, we don't like seeing that because it makes it look like an agricultural property, income producing property. As long as there's cops to support it, Umpqua's fine with it. So that's a really big deal.
Great.
Now, the list goes on and on and on about all the additional programs that we're offering. I'll be honest, I don't even think this is fair to my competitors.
I mean,
it's true.
Love it.
I like competing, but Sterling and Umpqua are taking the best of both the companies and forming one really great bank. I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Well, Tom, I'm excited, too, because it allows us to offer more programs to our customers and just give them the options that they need. In fact, we ran into one yesterday, which I don't even think you know you're getting it yet, but there was one where an offer came in, and I said, I don't know if this lender can do that, but I got Tom's email, and I think he can. Sure enough, we called that lender, and they're like, oh, it's manufactured. No, we can't do that. So that's going to be – there's one example that just happened, I mean, literally, you know, this week that we're going to be able to get over to you.
Well, I was just telling you before the show, you know, I just declined a guy who was applying for his refinance because Sterling doesn't offer a program that fits his needs. And I think, wait, Umpqua, I believe, does this. So I made the call. Sure enough, Umpqua will do it. We started the refinance. It'll close under Umpqua's name. So I'm already doing loans for clients before we're even Umpqua that I couldn't else do otherwise. So it's a big deal. Really looking forward to it.
Well, very good, Tom. Thanks for all that great information. Exciting news about Umpqua coming to our area and really just more choices for the consumer. So that's really exciting. So thanks for bringing that news. We've been going over a survey that was done, talking about some of the statistics that came out of housingeconomics.com, that came out of a survey that of what buyers are exactly looking for, and maybe, too, the fun one list is sometimes what they're not looking for. So the top of the list of what buyers do not want I mean, I just don't even know how this many people come up with this answer, but they do not want an elevator.
Oh. Good.
I mean, I was as shocked.
Okay.
I was as shocked as you two.
That's not a problem for most people.
That's not a problem for most people, but that was at the top of the list on the do not want list. The next one shocked me. Maybe being in Tri-Cities, where I have a little more focus towards this. But I do know there's restrictions that make this possible. The second answer behind elevator of the most unwanted list was golf course community.
Hmm.
And so, you know, we have a lot of people very specifically that want to be on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some restrictions there. And a lot of people, too, if they have small children or they work out in their yard a lot. I mean, you
large
know.
Large windows.
Yeah, large windows. There are the hazards of being out there during that time. Plus, a little bit more restrictive covenants and stuff. And so some of the things to consider. But that was a big one. Number three on the list was high-density community. So that's a really tight, tight living, zero lot lines, more, you know, where you take and put in 40 townhouses on a quarter acre. You know, that type of stuff. So that was number three on the most unwanted list.
You don't need a phone
by buyers. Exactly.
Just yell next door.
And then number four, I do get this quite a bit. Number four was only a shower stall in the master bath. So a lot of people want both the shower and the bathtub in the master bath. And so that was pretty high on the list, 50% on the unwanted list. So very, very interesting to kind of look at that and come up with some things that people really do not want. And so I just got a kick out of this survey. I mean, there were some items on there I would never have thought elevator came up as not wanted on the list. So another thing that we hear a lot of talk about these days, we've had Jeff Losey, president of the Home Builders Association, on the show. There's been a huge push for the level of concern of the impact of building a home that is friendly to the environment. So environment-friendly building. And kind of having, although the majority of the buyers are very concerned, it's really interesting when it comes up to this survey, are they concerned enough to open their checkbook?
Mm-hmm.
And what we find in the survey is they're not. Which that's a little shocking when we look at what's gone on in the big push for this. So, of the way the percentages break down, not concerned, people that could just care less about it, only 18%. Still a little high, but there's some people that obviously are not concerned about it. Concerned, the next category was concerned, want environment-friendly home, but would not pay more for it. 67%.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
And then concerned and would pay more, that leaves us about 14%. So the consumers are crying for that, screaming for that, but the builders are having to figure out how to do it for the same price. Because when it comes to market and they put it on market, the consumers are not paying for it. And so, and there are times when it's hard to get that long-term vision in front of people. There's a lot of amazing technologies out there. There's insulated foam construction. There's the thicker wall type building. And so you might look at long-term energy savings, but you also might look at that house when you're showing a buyer. And you got one house that is the exact same square footage and a second house that is, you know, that is bigger, has an extra bedroom and an extra bathroom, but there's a $20,000, you know, there's a $20,000 price difference.
Mm-hmm.
So the consumer's like, well, this house is smaller, and it doesn't have that extra bedroom and bath, but it might be energy efficient, and it's the, you know, and it's the same price or even $20,000 more. Really hard still for the consumers to make that leap and say, this is what we have to do. So those are kind of some of the shocking things that came out of what buyers are looking for, what builders are anticipating. If anybody has any questions about some of the things we talked about, interested in looking at property and getting into some of these homes, you can always go to kenmoreteam.com and shoot us an email. Our contact information is there, kenmoreteam.com, and we would love to help you out. Tom, looking forward to next week and having you on the show, and I will redo my intro to say we are now talking to Tom Coyne at Umpqua.
You know, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. I probably won't have too much material for the next show of the new programs as we are just going through that transition on the 18th, which will be the day before the show. But
yeah, I won't hold you to anything after one day.
But yeah, if anyone needs anything, want to talk home financing, love to chat. 783-7300.
We'll be right back here next week
on News Talk 870.